Business, the construction industry's innovation and technology show.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the AEC Business Podcast, the go-to spot for all things innovation and technology within the architecture, engineering and construction industry. I'm your host, Arni Heiskanen, and today my guest is Marty Cornish, CEO at WorkPack, an AI quantity takeoff software company. Hello, Marty. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Arni.
Well, since we are talking about WorkPack, can you introduce it and explain how your AI-powered quantity takeoff software works?
WorkPack is an AI pre-construction software. We built a tool that can automatically detect walls, doors, windows, rooms, labels, tables, symbols, and patterns inside construction drawings to help estimators do quantity takeoff up to 95% faster.
So you are talking about drawings. Do you mean 2D drawings, like any drawings?
Yeah, everything's from the 2D, typically PDF. And so the estimator or project manager just uploads the drawings into WorkPack. You have unlimited plan storage and sharing. You can create as many projects as you want, upload as many files as you want. There's no file size limitation. Typically, people are just uploading plan sets, either separated by discipline or complete plan sets. And it automatically picks up the sheet name and number for you. So you can use that for navigation purposes. And then you can decide what you want to detect. So, and then, you know, it's a copilot. It's not autopilot. So so you define the areas, you give the AI context, define the areas you wanted to detect, decide what you want to actually get done for you. As we're training users, we train them. It's sort of like having an intern with no feelings. So you have to provide context. It can do as much work as you ask it to do. You can ask it to do duplicate work. It's not going to get mad at you. You can delete all its work. You're going to have to correct it. But that's kind of like the right framing for this. It's just like doing the repetitive work. It's doing it much faster than, you know, kind of an intern or assistant would typically. But it's been trained to return takeoff as its exercise, and then you can correct or adjust or edit, and you need to do that.
So in other words, you have to be knowing what you're doing. You're an expert user.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, WorkPack is basically a useless tool without a trained estimator, but it's a very, very useful tool with a trained estimator. Just had one of our users tell me the other day he completed three jobs in 45 minutes that would have taken him 6 hours otherwise. And so that's kind of the right order of magnitude, you know, 5 to 10x faster in most cases for most of our users.
It would be nice to know why you decided to focus on this problem. What challenges in the construction industry led you to start the company?
Before doing this, I did a company called EasyPaint, which was a managed network of paint drywall contractors. So I sort of come from the subcontractor lens. It's interesting, you know, because you come from the architectural lens, we kind of like bridge the whole gap here, hopefully. My story is I lost $50,000 because I missed a wall tag on some plans, had to rip out a whole bunch of drywall, and, you know, caused a bunch of chaos on a project that we were working on. And we had to redo everything because, you know, you obviously have to stand behind what you do. But my $50,000, in many cases, you know, everybody pays their tuition. For others, it can be $1 million or more. And so things can get very, very expensive when you make small mistakes during the takeoff phase. And we think, you know, everybody should be working from the same documents and the same data with WorkPack. Architect, owner, GC, subcontractor, supplier should all be able to generate cost information from what's actually going to be built. Ultimately, there's going to be one building built, one home built, one, you know, whatever it is, in physical space. There's only going to be one. And so, you know, there should be information that can be shared and utilized by everyone. So to some extent, you get that with the model. But unfortunately, that's not a format that is easily collaborative for everybody involved in construction. And so we're kind of bringing a data layer on top of the 2D PDF that makes it, you know, generating it much faster with AI as the takeoff, but then making it collaborative so that everybody working on the project inside a company and then externally as well can collaborate to get the right information that they need so that we don't have these mistakes and we reduce risk across the project, can get pricing faster, can understand what's going to impact costs a lot quicker.
So you're bringing transparency into the process.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. You know, bringing, increasing trust and transparency across constructions, you know, across the world, right? That's kind of the mission, right?
Yeah. You said that it is AI based, but we know many of us has some experience using AI. We know that there are certain challenges. What are the technical challenges and breakthroughs involved in your product?
We have 7 different AI models in our product, and each one is sort of like a dog that's been trained to do one trick. And then since we've stitched it together with really good software, it makes it very useful. So when training AI models, it's sort of like you put in some data, you put in the output, you put in some data, you put in the output. Eventually, you can put in data, and it generates the output. Kind of a, you know, simplified way of explaining it. But that's really what it is. So again, kind of like a dog, you know, doing a trick and is trained to do, you know, it does what it's been trained to do. It doesn't kind of learn in the way that we learn in a generalized way. So there's no kind of like each of these models may in inside WorkPack, you know, you can detect a wall, you can detect the wall label, you can detect a room and a room label and a door and a door, and then you can match that label to the schedule and then match that to the object. And so, but each one of these is a separate model doing a separate thing, right? Returning a separate result, and then you bring it together. With AI, it's not really artificial in the sense that it's actually doing real work, and it's not really intelligent in the sense that it doesn't actually know anything that like our users do, right? They have the experience, they understand the project, they have this context and all of this. So on the front end, our users supply the context, they do a setup or a prompt. Then WorkPack generates a bunch of data, you know, a bunch of takeoff on the PDF, and then the users correct it, classify, create whatever they want. So it's sort of this 3 phases, the setup or prompt, the corrections, the classification and the creation, and then the filtering and exporting of the data and the way that they want to use it in the estimate. And so we do 3 training sessions with all our customers. Most of our, you know, other than maybe playing around with ChatGPT, most of our customers have not used AI in their day-to-day work. And so AI workflows are new for everybody, for the most part. Most people know or at least expect AI to be a transformative, you know, technology in the coming months and years. So maybe you're seeing probably a lot across the industry. I mean, maybe you could shed some light on kind of where you think AI is broadly.
Yeah, very good question. I've been asked that several times already. What I see the biggest impact from AI coming from process automation and efficiency. Whenever you need human interpretation of data, you can use AI to help you, and that is something that, because you can automate processes if the data is really systematic and standardized, but oftentimes it isn't. So I think that this AI sits between the very standardized data and the very free-form data, somewhere in between, and helps us in that sense. So I think that AI will provide us, everyone on the construction side and on a project, a personal assistant, eventually. Maybe that's how I see it.
Yeah, I think personal assistant is a great way of putting it. I mean, we say co-pilot, not autopilot. It's a lot of people come in to, you know, our introductory meetings, and you know, they're worried about trusting AI. And you know, what I tell them is you shouldn't trust it. It's not going to be on the hook when a mistake happens on the job. you know, it's a tool to help you generate work faster. But ultimately, we can only trust, you know, our people, because they have a reputation to uphold, and they, you know, that's something that, you know, trust equals consistency over time. You know, if you can trust the tool to generate some information for you and to help you do your work, you can't trust it for the kind of end result. That's a quality issue that each of us individually is responsible for upholding.
Many construction firms already have existing workflows and systems and legacy systems. How do you relate to those or integrate with them? Is it necessary to at all have any integration?
Yeah, we currently Stack just launched a WorkPack integration where we power their AI features inside their product. Estimating Edge is launching their WorkPack integration towards the end of this month. That's kind of just a data integration. We're doing a Procore integration this quarter as well. A lot of our customers use Procore for project management and not at all in pre-construction. That's sort of a common thing you hear. And so, you know, but they've also said to us, WorkPack bridges the gap between the office and field, right? There's sort of this like information disconnect when an estimator does the work and then, you know, the project manager takes over. There might be a handoff conversation, but it's one meeting. How are you supposed to kind of translate all of that information that the estimator has learned during the, you know, weeks that he or she was responsible for doing the pre-construction work? So WorkPack, you know, again, bridges that gap. So integrations high level, you know, are very important across software. And so, you know, if a software application could play nice with others and integrate well with other systems, everybody's using different systems in their workflows, as you alluded to. And so, you know, the more you integrate, the better. Ours, we have an API. Our data is accessible there. It's not an open API, but anyone, you know, any partner who wants to integrate with us, we're happy to, regardless of whether there's some competition element there. We take the approach of, you know, the customers can use whatever systems they want to. They've been often in some tool for 15 or 20 years. Everybody inside the company is trained on it. And so, you know, we don't want to force anybody to switch over their entire workflow just because, you know, we've built a tool a certain way. You know, right now the best is, you know, if people are using a quantity takeoff, you know, one of the legacy quantity takeoff softwares and estimating out of Excel, those are the easiest ones to kind of switch into the WorkPack workflow because all of our data exports to Excel and, you know, it's very easy to work with that process. But we intend to, you know, again, provide this data layer. So, you know, integrate with whatever tools people are using. And so.
I just read a study by QuickBase about how people see their productivity developing, and one worry that over 50% of people have is that we already have so many applications, and instead of making us more efficient, they actually make us less efficient. So how do you see, now we are seeing so many AI applications and others and entering the market, and we still have the old ones. How do you see the future with all these applications? Don't we have to get rid of some old stuff?
Yeah, that's really a tools question. And we are, I mean, to get really philosophical, I mean, humans are tool building, you know, tool utilizing creatures. And so, you know, there'll always be new tools and innovation in tools. I mean, that's kind of what your focus has been, you know, on a lot of this, Arnie. So, yeah, I mean, people will use the best tools available for a given task. Some will prefer to stay inside one system, because everything is all in one, and you know, and there is that switching cost of switching from one tool to another. and learning various tools and logging into different tools and all of that. And, you know, I'm no different than anyone else. I get kind of numb to this to some extent. But I think the tools that integrate well, I think the tools that perform the tasks that they're supposed to be performing well will be utilized more than others. And so, you know, and that'll continue to be the case as it has been throughout technological revolutions and then also throughout human history, really. I mean, we've always used the best tools to solve our problems.
We already talked about AI in construction, but do you see that AI will be an essential for every software in the future? Is it an essential part of what we will be using in the future?
I think AI has the potential. I mean, it is in our case, but you know, I think we are one of the early useful AI tools. I don't see many other useful AI tools. There are some, but there aren't many. And I mean, we've been working on this for the better part of 5 years. And when we first started working on it, like nobody had any. I mean, people were talking about AI, but nobody was doing anything with it. And now it's on everybody's mind. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's starting to explore it. I think we're going to have AI tools across industries. You know, these personal assistants for everyone across industries. That because anything that you can train an AI model to do, the cost of work goes down to zero. So much like everything went to the cloud, the cost of file storage went down to zero. With AI, anything that you can train an AI model to do, the cost of work for that task goes down to zero. And so if you can have free work, you know, free once you have access to that tool, maybe you're paying on a per, you know, on a transactional basis for whatever you're using, usage basis. But maybe you're just paying for access to the tool and then you're just getting, you know, some unlimited or there's some limitation to the amount of processing you can do. That's work, right? And so, you know, that makes us far more productive. And so in our case, again, that 45-minute example, you know, to 6 hours, right? Whatever that is, eight times more productive. You know, that's going to be across industries. And so, you know, if we can be eight times more productive as people, you know, the companies that leverage AI tools properly are going to be way more competitive. I mean, it's not just like 5%. You know, everybody's looking for 5% better in construction, 2% better, any efficiency, anywhere we can save time. You start to talk about 5 to 10x, you know, you get massive productivity improvements. And maybe we can start to kind of change some of the graphs on, you know, how fast construction can happen. You know, we start to really improve the industry across the board.
Well, I would imagine that large software companies are also interested in the kinds of things that you do. How do you see WorkPack's future in a competitive situation with these huge software companies?
WorkPack's data management for construction, ultimately, right? We have an AI quality takeoff software, but it's creating this data layer on top of the, you know, on top of the plants that, you know, becomes collaborative. There have been a lot of document management for construction companies. You know, a lot of technologies for document management. Ours is, you know, document and data management. So again, we believe that everybody should be, everybody working on the same project should be able to work from the same documents and the same data, regardless of 2D, 3D, architect, owner, GC, subcontractor, supplier. So everything related to costs there should, you know, you should be able to access that and work together inside WorkPack. So I don't see very many others kind of playing towards that, you know, that exact concept or vision. And so, you know, to the extent that, you know, a lot of people are trying to do AI, broadly speaking, but we'll see. I mean, you know, we're working on our problem and moving as fast as we can to solve the problem for our customers and working together with partners, you know, in across construction technology as well. So, I mean, we hope to partner with that, you know, partner with other companies in the space. We hope to partner with more and, you know, build together. I mean, with, you know, it's.
And as you said, you have several years of experience and interaction with customers. You start knowing what the customers really want and what's beneficial. There's one thing that is really topical in the industry, that is sustainability. Do you see any connection with becoming more sustainable and managing that in the process, sustainability in the process with WorkPac? Would it add any value to that need?
Probably. I mean, sustainability is something that some people want to focus on. And, you know, if you have the information available, you know, you can do what you want to do, right, with the project. And so so whether it's, you know, LEED certification or whether it's whatever, you know, whatever's the focus on the project is, if it's in the documents and you can get the information faster and you can update the information faster and know how that's going to impact your costs, yeah, of course it helps do that. So so it's not, I mean, it's not explicitly saving rainforests, but it, but if you have information available faster, you can take action more effectively. So
since many of our listeners might be interested in tech entrepreneurship, can you give us any advice or lessons from your journey that could help other tech founders in the construction industry?
Sure. This is my third company. My co-founder built a big one before this. Yeah, many of our team members have also built and grown businesses. And so most of it, you know, I've just gone out to kind of solve the problems that were in front of me and put great people around to work together on that problem. So so I don't think I have any sort of broad generic advice that kind of applies, because the advice is so situational to each individual's. But you know, it's sort of like at the barbells, you like to see other entrepreneurs doing things and seeking out and going after their journey. On the other side of it, you know, this is a chewing glass exercise. You know, it's very painful. There are a lot of ups and downs, and you know, as an entrepreneur, you encounter all of that. Well, you know, what I try to do to stop having so many of those up and downs is when I'm having a, you know, when something happens that should be a high, I imagine the next low, and when there's a low, I imagine the next high, and that kind of keeps everything balanced, because everything that we experience is relative. You know, our feelings of it are relative to whatever we have previously done. So you know, if we're feeling sort of nervous about something that we're doing, it's probably because we haven't had that type of experience before, or we're feeling especially happy about winning this $2 million job, you know, in 5 or 10 years, when we win a $10 million, you know, it's like, well, we don't care about winning the $2 million job anymore. So that's kind of how I think about this journey is the destination kind of thing. There's no, you know, there's no point where you reach the end of the road and you're suddenly fulfilled.
Yeah. Very good. By the way, over the last maybe 5 years, the investments in construction technology startups has increased considerably, and of course the interest in AI. Has that helped in any way your business, that now everybody's interested in construction tech?
We're certainly seeing it now. I mean, we weren't seeing it when we first started working on this. I mean, Mucker Capital was our first investor, and they've been very, you know, great with us. They understood the construction tech, you know, market better than others. One of the partners there had, you know, I'd previously done some construction tech stuff. So, but, you know, we certainly see that AI is transforming software. And you had Procore's IPO, so proved, you know, that there can be a large outcome. And so, you know, that helped that the appetite, you know, the investor appetite. But we're certainly seeing it. I mean, it, you know, WorkPack is now like a hot company, whereas years ago it certainly was not. So we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see how much staying power there is for, you know, the venture capital industry to continue to partner with construction tech firms. I think it's here to stay, because I think there are going to be very large returns in construction software businesses over the next 5 to 10 years, whereas there were only a couple to speak of, you know, kind of Aiken X and, you know, the ones that sold to Autodesk and Procore. So, I mean, there's some others, but those are kind of like the big outcomes that venture capital relies on, these kind of outsized return.
What can you say about the future of your company? What can you reveal?
we're pretty open book. I mean, you know, again, we're trying to help, you know, everybody working on the same projects, work from the same documents and same data, again, regardless of 2D, 3D, architect, owner, GC, subcontractor, and supplier. So, so that means that, that, you know, a lot more collaboration, a lot more AI detection inside the plans, you know, to generate this data faster so that people can use it. And then there's also this, everything that gets designed gets tied through all the way to procurement and closeout. So, and, you know, design it, you capture the design intent, regardless of whether that's in the model or that's in the 2D. And then that gets picked up in the takeoff and then tracked all the way through to procurement. And so, like, those two ideas are really what kind of guides what we're building, you know, so that the GCs have complete scope coverage. This specialty contractors can actually track material and labor to specific locations on the job through, you know, it can be through some of these other progress tracking tools, open space, instruction site, or, you know, some examples. But that, it, you know, actually having, everybody talks about having data, but if it's not structured in a way that allows people to use it properly, it's not really anything, you know. So we have to organize it in a way that makes it useful.
All right, I think now it's the time to ask you the simple question: how can our audience find more information about WorkPack?
WorkPack.ai is our website. You can take a look there. You can find us on LinkedIn as well. And I'm Marty at WorkPack.ai. If you want to reach out directly, we'd love to hear from you, and appreciate the time. It's good to be with you, Arnie.
Marty, yeah, this has been super interesting. And thanks for joining us, and all the best for your future endeavors.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to this podcast and visit aec-business.com, the award-winning blog, for more news and stories.